Firstly, I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. So the epistle for the second Mass of Christmas is taken from Titus chapter 3. Dearly beloved, the goodness and kindness of God our Savior appeared, not by the works of justice, which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the laver of regeneration and renovation of the Holy Ghost, whom he hath poured forth upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we may be heirs according to hope of life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. At that time the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem, and let us see this word that is come to pass, which the Lord hath showed to us." And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in a manger. And seeing, they understood of the word that had been spoken to them concerning this child. And all that heard wondered, and at those things there were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these words, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Please be seated. And the Word was made flesh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, during this Advent time period, we've prepared ourselves for the coming of our Lord, and our Lord has come. Our Lord came, at midnight for Christmas, came at a time when it was truly dark to dispel the darkness of sin. So therefore, he has brought this fulfillment of what we've anticipated, what we anxiously awaited during this time period of Advent. We refer to, O come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. And so God is truly with us now. We have this opportunity with the creche scene to think about and to contemplate the infant Jesus coming to us, this Christ child coming to us at midnight, Christmas night. That is why we refer to in the Christmas carol, O Holy Night. Because it is when the Redeemer of mankind has come, the Messiah has come to us. And so therefore, for us, it is a time period of special graces. It is a time period that we ask the Christ child for these graces. And I think that is something that's to come to the manger scene and ask our Lord for these graces, to help us in this upcoming year, to maybe to see what were the difficulties that we had with the previous year, so that therefore we can try to overcome those. But when we consider Christmas, we can say that Christmas and Easter, there is the same parallel, the same analogy that is given to us. It is analogy of light. Just as I mentioned to you that our Lord is the one that he comes into this darkness to dispel the darkness, this true light that comes to us. And so with these three Masses of Christmas, if you have a chance to look over all three of the Masses, because they all give to us an importance in this birth of our Lord, looked at in different ways. We can say that the Church commemorates the birth of our Lord in three different ways at the three Masses. At the Midnight Mass itself, it was his birth from all eternity. At this Mass at dawn, the Mass that is considered at dawn, it is his birth in the fullness of time. St. Thomas mentions with this birth in the fullness of time means that our Lord came at the proper time. It wasn't too early, it wasn't too late. It was just what was needed at that time. Because we can always try to think about, why did our Lord come then? What was it that made our Lord come? What is when God deemed that the world needed the Redeemer to come physically to us. And so now at this point, we prepare spiritually for the coming of our Lord. But our Lord will come then a second time. His second coming we anticipate too. But if we prepare ourselves spiritually each and every year, in a way then we have nothing to fear when our Lord does come for his second coming as judge. We would have nothing to fear at that point. And then the third Mass is then this the spiritual birth of our Lord into the hearts of all the faithful. A birth that comes unto us. And I think in looking at the three Masses itself, I think the introit gives to us this idea of this light being brought into this world. But this Mass, we have lux fugebit odie supra nos. So a light shall shine upon us this day. And that is something that the shepherds then were anticipating. They realized that our Lord has come, this light that has been brought into the world, and so they were drawn to that light. Drawn to the light in order to give adoration to this Messiah, this child, this infant that has come into the world. It is something that will then bring the three wise men also, this light into the world. And the wise men being kings themselves, yet they bring their gifts unto our Lord at the time period of the Epiphany. This external manifestation of our Lord coming into the world. And that is what we think about when we think of the time period of the Epiphany. And so from that, we can say that our Lord, he comes into the world to dispel the darkness of sin, our infidelities, our ignorance, that this light is given to us to educate us, to help us, to realize how we must live our lives. And that is what the shepherds have found. They had seen this light, they were drawn by this light, and they came to it. They came to the light in order to be out of the ignorance, out of the darkness of sin. And so that is something that for all of us, we must try to realize, is what we have been preparing for in this time period of Advent. And if we've not prepared ourselves well enough, well, we have to try to take advantage of it now. Our Lord has come, but he has come to us if we have room for him. And that is because there is no, then we're not in the darkness of our sins. We have a place for our Lord to go. And if not, that is something that we must do about that. Because just as it says in this, to realize that the ignorance, the infidelities that we have, our sins, that is what is keeping our Lord from coming into our soul. Just as when our Lord came into this world the very first time, there was no room for him. He had to go to a manger, a stable. You know, if we think about that, we have this king coming into the world, yet he comes in true humility as an infant. He could have come as an adult king. But it was the divine plan for our Lord to come in with true humility, to teach us a lesson, to give us that lesson of a true humility, of wanting to serve Almighty God. And our Lord fulfilled this mission that he was given, ultimately to die on the cross. Again, then going back to, we can say with this idea of light, the light of our Lord, the light of our Lord coming into this world, dispelling the darkness at the time of Christmas, but then we also see that at the Paschal Vigil, Lumen Christi, the light of Christ coming to this world. And so the same parallel for two of the greatest feasts of the Catholic Church. This analogy is this idea of light. But for us, we can say that if we're in darkness, it means an ignorance. It means sin. That we're not serving God as we should be. And so that is something that this Mass brings out. So the shepherds, they follow this light. The voice of God calling them to the manger to adore the Savior. So they came first, then after that the wise men came. And so they are being drawn to this voice from God drawing them to this light. And that is something that the same thing for us. We must understand that same thing of being drawn to the manger scene, drawn to the Christ child. We must try to make sure that our souls are prepared for this. And that is the importance. That is something that we must try to make sure for our own lives. And as I say, if we have not taken care of it in this time period of Advent, we must take care of it now. But that is why then, to give the adoration that is due to God, that is why we have the Holy Hour to bring in the new year. To truly give God the adoration that he deserves. When maybe the world outside is celebrating the new year, and possibly, obviously, through sin, we can bring it in truly, as it should be, properly done for God. And so that's why I highly encourage you to make that holy hour, to at least spend some time before our Lord, if you cannot make the 11 to 12, to at least spend some time in thanksgiving for what God has given to you, so that you can bring in the new year very well. And that is something that we must try to do. And so from this, we can see from what the church is teaching us, with the shepherds being called and the wise men being called, no one is excluded from the voice of God. We are all called to it. We are all drawn to this light, this voice from God. So no one's excluded. God wants all of our souls for that. And so therefore we must try to follow that light. We must try to follow that voice that is calling us to the manger scene, to give worship and adoration to Almighty God. He has come into this world for one purpose, to redeem mankind, to redeem our souls from sin, this darkness that we are brought into this world into. But darkness because of original sin, and then after that, the inclination towards sin. And so for us to understand that, we must realize that yes, because of our sins, we are in ignorance, we are in darkness. And our Lord has come to shed the light, to dispel that darkness. But it's up to us whether we accept that or not. It is up to us whether we make room for our Lord in our soul. And that is what the whole time period of Advent was about. Preparing your soul for the coming of our Lord. And if we have not taken advantage of that, I say you must do so now. Because our Lord has come to us. The Messiah has come. The Redeemer of the world has come. And so therefore we must accept him into our souls. So pray for these graces. Come to the manger scene and beg God for the graces to help you. To ask for these graces throughout the year. To make sure that we are faithful to Almighty God. That we're no longer in this darkness of sin. So come with confidence to the manger scene. Ask Our Lady also. It was through Our Lady's fiat that this all took place. Her willingness to be the Mother of God. She plays an important role in that. And so the same thing for us. It is an important role in our own salvation. So turn to Our Lady and beg for these graces too. And so that we can say with the church that a light has shone upon us this day. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.